This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
Being a Friday, we hang out with Dr. Peter Hammond, the founder of Frontline Fellowship, the Reformation Society, Africa Christian Action, and the William Cabell Institute. Morning, Dr. Hammond.
Good morning, Brad. And tomorrow is National Women's Day, Saturday the 9th of August. And for the last 30 years, Africa Christian Action has been organizing outreaches and awareness campaigns and busy shopping malls and at traffic lights and some streets, particularly seeking to make people alert to the threat to women by modern slavery. And there's a lot of human trafficking going on these days, and modern slavery sounds like a paradox because people think of evolution and hasn't humanity progressed? Didn't we abandon this barbaric practice centuries ago? And the sad fact is, no, slavery today is a reality. Over 50 million people are enslaved today. And yes, Christian reformers like William Wilberforce did mobilize legislation against this cruelty over 214 years ago. But over 50 million people are enslaved across the world today. It's a $150 billion industry. And human trafficking's back and rife today, and over 69 countries in the world that are members of the United Nations are engaged in human trafficking. And victims are systematically stripped of their identity and battered into gruesome submission, made to perform humiliating sexual acts on up to 30 strangers a night. Many are held in makeshift jail cells and forced to take heavy doses of illegal drugs and monitored closely. And on average, victims thrown into these ghastly oppressions are just 13 years old. That's the average. Some are abducted outright. Others are lured out of poverty and romantically seduced or even sold by their families. People are tricked, seduced or deceived. They are trapped by either physical force or by being drugged into submission or by death threats and by the removal of their passports, and used, exploited for the purposes of often humiliating sexual acts, but also labor, slave labor effectively. And between 28,000 to 38,000 children are currently being prostituted in South Africa, according to the National Center for Justice and the Rule of Law. So this is happening in our country. And increasingly, more and more boys under 18 are being lured into these exploitative and even pornography-type groups. And West African crime syndicates are operating in Pretoria and Port Elizabeth and Johannesburg and Bloemfontein and trafficking local South African females into this human trafficking. The Eastern Cape and Mpumalanga and Limpopo are major recruitment areas for victims of trafficking. And this is something that we need to make people alert to. And there's a human trafficking hotline, 0800-222-777, where if you suspect human trafficking, if you don't need proof, just suspect it, they will investigate. So 0800-222-777 is the human trafficking hotline in South Africa. There are groups like Escape that run shelters for victims of trafficking in the Cape Town area. There are other groups like Stop Trafficking of People, Stratwerk, the Joseph Movement, and We Have Traffic Proof SA. You can go onto our Traffic Proof SA website and see more details on this. We've got a Traffic Proof SA Facebook page as well. You can go onto the Africa Christian Action Facebook page too and see pictures. We've got, for example, a very sinister picture of Oprah Winfrey trafficking a young girl to Harvey Weinstein, the convicted rapist and pedophile predator in Hollywood. And this is big business. So if you go onto the frontlinemissionsa.org website, Frontline Mission SA, short for South Africa, the frontlinemissionsa.org website, look under events. You can see we've got outreaches planned tomorrow at Seapoint, Tableview, Plumstead, and in some shopping malls in the Malmesbury area. Okay. and we'll be distributing free literature from our tables to interested people, primarily focusing on informing and motivating people to make a difference in stopping human trafficking and speaking up for those who can't speak for themselves. We've designed a special Stop the Traffic leaflet, which you can get off our events page, also on Frontline Mission SA Web. You can go on the Facebook page. We've got links to audios and articles on the Christian liberation of women and stop the traffic. And this deals with this global challenge of human trafficking. If you haven't had a chance, I recommend listeners to view the film, The Sound of Freedom, which is an excellent film to expose the reality of human trafficking today, based on true story and with a very positive focus on successful liberation of people from human slavery today, which unfortunately doesn't happen that often. But we've got other literature focusing on protection of women from abuse and exploitation and the importance of building strong families for the future. So those interested will find on the event a link to the Give, Send, Go for Africa Christian Network to do outreaches like these. We've designed a new designs for pull-up banners and for gazebos for traffic proof and speak up for those who can't speak for themselves. Stop trafficking in people. Proverbs 8 verse 1 to 3 says, "Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights, along the way, where her paths meet, she takes a stand. Beside the gates leading into the city, at the entrances, she cries aloud." And so we think it's important to do open-air outreaches, to get at traffic lights, to distribute literature, to make a stand at busy places. I'll be leading an outreach tomorrow morning from 9 a.m., starting at Sea Point Promenade, starting at the Moody Point Lighthouse parking lot. And we'll be distributing literature to passers-by and people in Sea Point. But there's other outreaches taking place in Malmesbury, Plumstead, and Table View. So if you want to learn more about it, check out our Facebook pages. On we've got on the Africa Christian Network, Traffic Proof SA, my own Peter Hammond Facebook page. We've got pictures and we've got links. And you go on the Frontline Mission SA .org, you'll see links also to presentations, to the actual leaflets and contact details if you want to get involved and volunteer. And these are wonderful opportunities for outreachers, because in the shopping malls, on the sites, we ask people probing social justice and spiritual well-being questions, such as, how do you think God should judge or deal with human traffickers, slave traders today? And we ask, if God was to ask you, why should he let you into his heaven, what would you answer? It's a very good diagnostic question. People come out with all sorts of answers. Why should God let you into his heaven? I've had people say things like, I'm confirmed, I was baptized, I went forward at an evangelistic rally, I go to church, my sister's a nun. I mean, it's very interesting kind of answers you get. Why should God let you into heaven? And if God was to judge you on the basis of his Ten Commandments, would you be innocent or guilty? If you were to die today, where would you go? Where will you spend eternity? And we offer people free New Testaments or DVD if they will go through the questionnaire. And the questionnaire goes through the law of God, because the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And on numerous occasions, we've had the opportunity to pray with receptive people after good counseling opportunities and conversations in the malls and even on the streets. And we've got a couple of shopping malls in Malmesbury that have given us permission to set up contact tables and engage with shoppers in the mall. And we are conducting master distribution at some major traffic intersections in some parks. And obviously, we always need more volunteers who will help to distribute the literature. And you'll find on our website a whole lot of literature that we do distribute that you can download electronically, digitally, like The Christian Liberation of Women and Stop the Traffic. And Stop the Traffic also has a gospel message in it, because Jesus came to set the captives free. The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus come that we may have life and life in all its abundance. Mm. And even those of us who think we're free are bound by compulsive lusts and destructive habits. And so it's so important that we are free. and that we experience a new life, just a new start in life.
Yeah.
And the Lord will give us a new heart and new desires. So with this Women's Day, see what you can do to bless women in your life. Obviously, we should always be appreciating and loving our mother, our sisters, our wife, our daughters, neighbors. But let's reach out to strangers too and keep our eyes open of people who might be traffic victims, because they're even around us, even in Cape Town, even in shopping centers. And so let's be alert and let's love our neighbor as ourselves.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.